Remercions tous les États qui ont bien.
Thank you to all states for their questions, especially the US for its question, and Chile for the on the matter of LGBTQ people. Here we can say that Gabon attaches its priority to its culture of tolerance and would never encourage any discrimination at societal level based on sexual identity, gender identity, or expression of gender and or sexual characteristics. In 2020, we drew on this culture of tolerance to decriminalize very swiftly homosexuality after an attempt to criminalize it that only lasted 1 year, and this had without any judicial consequences. We should recall and stress that the Constitution in Article 1, the Labour Code in Article 9, and many other Gabonese laws specifically prohibit discrimination of this kind. And thus far, no complaint from the LGBT community has been registered with the national jurisdiction in this regard. In terms of the public policy, criminal public policy by the government at legislative level. In the last 3 years, we've seen significant progress made, as noted in para 14, 53, and 57 of the national report transmitted to you. We should note the introduction in 2019 of non-custodial measures, like such as community work, diversification of non-custodial sanctions, which has helped reduce the incarceration level. We should point out the same year there was a review of the Criminal Procedure Code. We established a code on plea bargaining as an alternative avenue of out-of-court settlement. And this is a streamlined procedure. And these two new legal tools seek to ensure better management of the flow of the incarceration level. The government is also exploring currently other avenues to facilitate the respect for the rights of people in conflict with the law, thanks to the establishment of two big public policies: a national policy for detention management and sentence management to provide appropriate lasting solutions to shortcomings noted in the management of judicial proceedings and penitentiary services, and a national policy of integration and reintegration as tools to combat reoffending, and with a view to establishing a system for reintegration for people in post-carceral situations. We have envisaged the creation in the next few months of a freedom from detention jurisdiction, which will decide on the opportunity to place under providing parole or on non-custodial measures. There's no doubt that these two judicial policies will help offering a better understanding of the plight of people in detention. Mindful of meeting UN human rights standards, the government intends to take the opportunity of this review to improve further its criminal legislation and to give full effect to the recommendations made during the previous UPR when it comes to issues on torture, cruel, inhumane, degrading treatment, enforced disappearance, and trafficking of migrants in particular. Thank you.